here. So here, it's exactly what happens later on. But when does this happen? When does this happen that at the end Avram is recognized as being the central figure in history? What? When? It isn't happening yet. You're absolutely right. This is the prototype of Milchemet Gog u'Magog. This is the prototype of a war that will eventually lead to the recognition that Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, right? But there's a recognition of something else. When you describe God as Kel Elyon only, what are you telling about God? And we are talking about a good person. We are talking about Malkitzedek. Who? Malkitzedek? But when we describe Malkitzedek, how do we describe him? As the priest of whom? Of Kel Elyon only. Fine, I understand. But what does it mean that he is the priest Le Kel Elyon? So how do people look at Malkitzedek? Is there a God? There is a God. What relationship is there between God and what happens in this world? Non-existent. That is the essence of Baruch, of Kel Elyon. So therefore, to be a priest of Kel Elyon, all you need is justice, that's all. I mean, just have to be just. There is a God, he wants us to be good, so we will be good. But does he control human affairs? When was this recognized? You know what? It's God who controls the world, not Nimrod. This is only after the victory of Avraham Avinu. So what insight is brought down to the world through the victory of Avraham Avinu? That this Kel Elyon is not only Kel Elyon. He's Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz. So this is how, you understand the change? Malkitzedek was known as Kohen LeKel Elyon. Why not Kel Elyon Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz? Because at this time it's not known yet that Hashem is Kel Elyon Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz. When is it known? Right now. So this is what it says. Vayivorcheyu. So Malkitzedek says, you know what insight you gave us? Baruch Avram LeKel Elyon Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz. You are blessed. You are the instrument through which we recognize that this God who is Kel Elyon, he's also Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz. He directs the world, not Nimrod. This is the essence of what's going on. This is the essential meaning of the war, the four against the five. The eventual war that will represent men deciding to run his own affairs, eventually that will prove worthless, and eventually the centrality of Avraham Avinu will be recognized. Baruch Avraham LeKel Elyon Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz. Now I see that the real one that's blessed in the world is Avraham Avinu, nobody else. He is the center of history. The whole war of the four against the five, who is the center of that war? Who is the center?